dinner with Robin. Why did he have to throw it to the river? He could have given it to the clothing to eat. So why did he have to waste Ellen with Simon Nielsen? He saw it. But he had a purpose. He wanted that everybody should know that it was his son. That it was his son. All right, Rashi. As the Shmuel Abba, the Chal, the Kamei Bas, and the Roshin Shovim, Abba, the Abba, the Ligabo, the Abba, the Shabbele, Kamei, the Lavrach, Arali, the Kamei, the Asrei, the Roshin Shovim, Abba, the Abba, the Ligabo, the Shabbele, Kamei, the Abba, the Mom, the Israel, the Chol, the Mokim, the Shish, the Nutchet, and the Chilki, Kobel Ra. You see, Rashi was bothered by Kashi. The Gemara says in the Maskone that it was Asrei, the Shmuel. So that's the reason. So he didn't want to pass. So what's the raya that he was chazer? Maybe he wasn't chazer. But since it was Asher Lishmuel, so Mimele, he sent him to Shmuel. So Rashi says, no. If he hadn't been chazer, even though it was Asher Lishmuel, he wouldn't have sent him to Shmuel. But he could have said, Shmuel holds that it is Osir. Machmas Kovet. To Shmuel, who is the Morad Asre, he could have said, there is a machlekes between myself and Shmuel. But since he sent it to Shmuel, so it's a raya that he himself agreed with Shmuel. Kach Shemayim. Vilimire dohagasim. Al Asre li Shmuel habi. Umihoche li tipshit. Dodaberav. The love of Achara in Mishret, the Asre, Mitzvah the Yosef, the Ocham in the Beirat, the Rav Yisrael in the Yosef, Leimele, Asre the Shmuel. Asre the Shmuel. Lishdino Ochi, Yishal, Yashlichem Dohak Moshem, Mifrechem Nisal, Kim Yisrael, Yisrael, Yodim, Yim Kol Yisrael, Lishim Yim Yisrael, 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 So in other words, so the question is, Monefshach, if we don't keep that, if we didn't keep the fowl, which was a Sophic Treife, for 12 months, so why do we say that if there is a Sophic Treife, so we let it stay for 12 months? The answer is, if the Sophic is on one thing, on one item, then there is no Mirshul, because you can make sure that it shouldn't, you know, it shouldn't be taken away in Lachir. Mashenken, you had a whole bunch of fowl. A whole sack of fowl. So in the melee, you couldn't make sure that no one should take them. So you can't keep them for 12 months. Of you come back to Israel, because means because we now after music. So then it becomes no. So it arouses talk with the shame is daki moyo, ruby moyo, the yochel and bait can latir with dicker with that reach. She will eat the bachas man. In name, I did the cold is here, the lates, we mad in bosso, we will minka, we don't was a nearly. So Rashi is a cash. So true that he couldn't keep them for 12 months because they are too many. But if a behemo is nitriso, is caught by a beast, so then the aloha is that you can test them, in other words, and when you open up, and if you don't see any redness on the internal organs, so then it's a raya that it wasn't nidras, or even if it was clawed, it wasn't clawed to such an extent that the poison was injected in the blood system. In other words, just because, as a matter of fact, I mean, from the Rambam it appears that every case of druso is really soft, because not every druso injects the poison into the blood system, but it's possible. So Mimele, if we inspect and we don't see any redness on the whole agur, the internal organs in the whole agur, so then it's kshero. So true, he couldn't keep the fowl for 12 months, but he could have been bathing the fowl and made sure that there was no redness, then it would have been allowed without waiting 12 months. So Rashi gives two terutzi. One terutzi is that there are too many to be bathing each one, because that involves to laborious a job to be bathing, to open up every fowl and to look, inspect the internal organs of every fowl, whether there is redness or not. Too much of a job. But, so according to the first Lashon Rashi, suppose he did do it, so then it would be muta. Then Rashi says a chiddush. that this dikei is only shayach. Is only shayach ligabi the druse of a beast, let's say of a lion, of a zayin. So then if the army draws to an extent that the poison is injected, so then you have to notice the redness and the internal organs. And if you look at the internal organs when you open up the behemoth and you don't see any redness, so it's a raya that no poison was injected into the system of the behemoth. But Mashein came when it's itruso not by an ari, but itruso by hawk, by net, so there it might inject the poison without any redness being apparent on the internal organs. Fine. So in other words, that means that two machines are Rashi, as to whether BDK is effective in the case of intruso by hawk. Vidova Zemir. Fine. Ahu Barabs. The Havi be Ravashi. Ravashi had a certain goose. Only Benekanye, so that goose walked between the reeds. And then, so it started to bleed. And it came out with a lot of blood coming out from the goose as a result of being among the reeds. Masses kuyedom. So only bekanye between the reeds. No fak when the goose walked out. Ki masme is kuyedom. So he was bleeding. Blood was flowing from the goose. Now Omar Rabashe lo yamrinon sofik shumre imre kalbe. Imre kalbe. So mimele. Now the so chename. Sofi kanye, sofi kshunre. Ima kanye machi. Now, if we had been sure that the bleeding resulted from the reeds that hit him, so then it wouldn't be a traitor. Because just because one is bleeds from the outside, it doesn't become a traitor. But only if it comes, if the bleeding comes from the internal organs, because of the piercing, the puncturing of the internal organs. So, but the question was, in that place there were cats coming. So in other words, maybe the bleeding did not result from the reed hitting, scratching the goose. Maybe cat was theirs. Then it is a trade. So he said, we don't have to be chishish. Maybe it resulted. It resulted from a cat, because there is a circumstance to which this bleeding is reasonably attributable. In other words, the reeds. It was hit by the reeds. So chename sofi kanye sofi shumre ima kanye machid. It was hit by the reeds, and then it's not a trait, even though it was bleeding profusely. Amre bnei rabbechir, druso she'omru tzricho b'diko k'neged nimai. In other words, if a behemoth was clawed by a lion, so then in order to be moderate, we have to inspect, when you open up the behemoth, we have to inspect the skin of the internal organs. Omer Rav Yesi, ho gibnei rabbechir k'vopir she'shmuel doma shmuel b'shim rabchanin me'antignes, druso she'omru tzricho b'diko k'neged nimai. Boy, yeish drusol isimonim or yein drusol isimonim. In other words, suppose we know that the lion touched with its paws, he touched the behemoth kineged isimonim. So if the lion touched with its paws the behemoth kineged the abdominal cavity, so then we certainly have to be medic. Otherwise, it's also maybe the poison was injected in the system. But suppose we saw that the lion did not come in contact with any other area of the behemoth except the area of the simon. So do we have to be bedik? Now we know that no poison was injected in the abdominal area, but maybe poison was injected in the simon. In der Schweige, ja, in der Weiche. Alright. Boyu, wenn ich du so ein Simon, wenn ich du so ein Simon. Oma Rabzi, er hat die Boyu, wenn ich auf Pirsch, auf Honem Barobe, auf Honem Barobe, auf Marab, zu Russo, sie haben wo, zwei Chodike, die Negel, bis Achor, Kule. Wer hat Pimu, bis Simon? In other words, Ligami, die Fulo, die Gimora said, we had it before. So, we don't have to be Beidek, the Simon. If a behavior fell off a certain height, and we have to know whether there was a risk involving the shattering of the internal organs, so we have to be bathing the internal organs. We have to be bathing the stomach, the intestines. But we don't have to be bathing. Suppose we are bathing the internal organs. But we won't bathe it this morning. So we don't have to do it. Because a mifulo, a fall, is not likely to bring about a risuki volume this morning. A fall. That's ligabi fall. But ligabi too. So when the lion does... It does claw with its paw, so then even the simonimi can inject its venom. Kopir shir afonim barove, dom afonim barove, om arav, truze shir omru, tzrich obdike negev tzachol kulei, vafilu b'simonim. So there is a distinction between nifulo and truzo. We got in nifulo, we don't have to be bathed in the simonim. But we got into it, so we have to be bathing Simon. Boy, you, Simonim shenidaldu lebecham. That we learned in Cheshchit. Omar Rabzei Rehodi, boy, you, fekopio sherabba v'achonid, omar v'achonim al Shmuel, Simonim shenidaldu lebirub. Boy, Rabam, Hamsosemar. So in other words, suppose, Hamsosemar. So Rashi explains, "Can also be a rashi connected to cholot." We will use any kind of boss that has mamar. So if, let's say, the lion clawed the behemoth connected the abdominal cavity, so then we have to be bathing the internal organs. But suppose we saw that the lion came in contact. When the lion clawed the behemoth, it came in contact only the yerech, not in the abdominal cavity, he clawed, but negative yerech. So do we have? But we so then we don't have to be bathed, but only if it was clawed negative the abdominal cavity. But if it was clawed negative the yerech, we don't have to be bathed. But suppose we saw that decay developed in that area, in the yerech. So is it still muteres or not? Hamsosemar, kindo se biyerech shaloi keneged achol. Viroinu shenika vabosa, that it started to deteriorate, the bosa, the flesh, in that area where the lion clawed the behemoth, so it started to deteriorate and decay developed. So what's the name? Omar Abzeir, or the boy Rabbi, me kvapir, shrav yudu, the Rabbi, the Marav, bitruso, achiyadim, boso, kineged mimayi. So if we see the redness in the abdominal area, then it's asur. But suppose we see a redness not in the abdominal area, but at the thigh area, even though we see a redness, so it's still muteres. Except nismas neisav boso, So suppose the decay developed in the boso where the lion touched. So how does Rashi explain this Gemara? Rashi explains this Gemara in other words, if the lion clawed the behemoth in the thigh area, not in the abdominal area, so memele it's not a sword. But suppose, even though it's not as raw, even if we detected redness in the thigh area, because it couldn't have injected the poison at this place. So, but suppose we see decay developed in that area, so then it depends. It depends. If the decay developed in such an area, where if it is taken out, it's taife, So then, this is also Reik. Because then it's not Reik on the basis. On the basis of Druso. On the basis of Druso, it couldn't be Reik. Because on the basis of Druso, it could only be Reik if it was brought in the abdominal area. So then the poison could have been injected into the system. But if it was brought in the thigh area, so it couldn't become treifa on the basis of truso. But if as a result of this clawing by lion, so decay developed over the whole area, which if cut out, it would be treifa. Let's say, if you cut out from the behemoth, the tumis agini, so then it's treifa. So mele, if the lion touched the behemoth in the tumis agini area, and then, and so if we just detected redness in the tumis agidin area, in other words, the juncture of tendons, Achilles vein, I mean, that's as it's called, near the heel, above the heel. So if we just see redness in the tumis agidin, so then it's not real. But if we see that there is decay in the tumis agidin area, so then it's considered as if it was cut out. So then it's Reife on the score of Nitl Tzumis Aginin, not on the score of Druso. Even though this Nitl Tzumis Aginin is a result of being Druso, but it doesn't come within the Treife of Druso. The Treife of Druso consists in the Treife on the score of the poison being injected into the system. Nismas is a boss or rein is a kinein. Heichedome Nismas means, so what do you call that a substantial decay set in that area? What do you call a sufficient decay to make a treifa as if it had been neutral? And what is called a slight decay that it wouldn't be treifa, that it wouldn't be considered as if neutral? So Omar Rav Huna Brit Rav Yeshua called Shorifri Gerde Umamide Al Bosachai. So in other words, if it is so deteriorated that the doctor would decide it has to be scraped off, that means that it's fully deteriorated. But if a doctor would leave it, he wouldn't scrape it out, so then it's not full decay. In other words, because here it has to become treife on the basis of nitur. So if it is so, if the flesh deteriorated so much that a doctor would say, I mean, we say doctor means a good doctor. So if a doctor who really knows would say that has to be scraped off, why? Because it cannot be healed. So maybe it's considered as if it had been cut out already. But if a doctor would say it can be treated, you don't have to cut it out, so then it's not considered as if it is nitul already. Omar Ravash, ki avinu mi Rav Kana Aisik Amun Ayire. So when I was at Rav Kane, so a long was presented. The Chave Misvele Yasve Shabbat. Whenever it was placed, let's say on the table or something, so it lay well. The Chave Midlele, but once you start to lift it, then it kept on falling apart. Tilche Vinofle Tilche Tilche. So then pieces started to break off. As long as you didn't touch it, you just put it like this without lifting it, so the pieces didn't break off. But when you started to lift it, then pieces started to break off. So that means, Vitarifnare, mit Ravune Breit Rav Yeshua, in other words, that means that the flesh wasn't living tissue. So a doctor certainly would advise that this kind of tissue should be cut out. So maybe it's considered as if it had been cut out already. So, and Nikva Reis Treife, certainly, if a big portion of the Rei is falling apart, so it's Treife. Mitarif Lemi Ravune Breit Rav Yeshua. Alright. Rav Nachman Omar, Biketz Achetinokik Lechol. If a thorn stuck into the behemoth's into the abdomen of the behemoth. So only if it penetrates into the halal, into the abdominal cavity. But if it sticks in the abdominal wall and it did not penetrate into the abdominal cavity, so it's not rafe. It's not rafe. Masha'im came, if the behemoth was clawed in the abdomen by lion, by beast, so even though there is no penetrating naked into the cavity, but just redness, so it's also asur. Mishiyatim boso kineged mimayim. So if kineged mimayim, the boso is red, so it's also asur, because then we have to behave change, lest the poison was injected into the system of the baby. The case is not the whole, I will give a whole in shlochos, shamanikva daki, uvitike yefsha, mit me shineke dak nikale. Bisimonim, oh, habzid mas noch, bitruse mishiyadim boso, kremnai, bisimonim achi yadimu, simonim atzim. Simonim atzim. If it's also bisimonim, so then, let's say if it's also, can I get a hole in the abdomen, if the abdomen of the behemoth was clawed by a lion, so even if we just see redness in the boso shikinei, so what they are so. Mashenkin, if the behemoth was clawed in the simoni, so only if we detect a redness in the simoni themselves, but not in the boso, kinegeda was in. Bitusem shadim boso kinegeda ayim, so much yadim, simoni maatsmo. בסימונים דוסים סימונים שאינם עצמם על משמעת אומץ בושק נגל ומתחי תריב סימונים קושמי ואינה ראשי לבן אבל כאינם עצמם על ניקלה ששול לבן אומר רב פאפן בואי רב ביבי ברב איה וישת נקבוסי במשהו סובי מילה יצא דובה פושט נתרוסוסי במשהו קונה נקבוסי בחייסה if it's חוסר in other words if it is severed so then ברובי but if it is a חוסר so we learn it even though it's not nifsek beruvei, so as long as the diminution is in the size of a niser, so it's rafe. So now the shaila is, what's the shiur of drusim? Drisose becham. How much has to be read in the kone? Suppose a lion clawed the kone, the behemoth at the kone. And then we saw the kone, the kone is red. But red only of a very small strip area. It's not, the redness is not over the size of a nisa. So, is it asur or it's not asur? Was a bio the pashto? Echotze vechotze bimash. So, now even though a kone, a trachea, can only become trepe if it's a choser to the extent of a nisa, but if a lion clawed the behemoth at the kone, and then we notice a mashu redness, not the size of nisa, just a redness like his spot, much less than a nisa. So it's also asur. Why? Because zira mikle kolivos, venom burns it out and it destroys. Echotze veishen mikolivos is a mashu. My time is zira mikle kolivos. Yosi kaf yitzchok bar shmuel bar morte kam dar nachmon veyosi vikona. דרושו שאומרו צריך עובדיקה כנגד מימיים. אומר לרב נחמן, הולקים מתוק ישועה, מירה ברב מקפה ויד עטמי. קף means a pen, a spoon, a pen, ויד עטמי. מי קף, so, מקפה ויד עטמי. Up to the thigh. So in other words, we have to be bathing. If let's say, a behemoth was clawed by a lion, and we don't know exactly the spot where it was clawed, so then we have to be bathing from the pen till the thigh. So the pen means kapi yode, my kapi. My kapi, ilay me kapi yode, that it means the in the falling, that means from the shoulder, from the falling, so heilig wegen dem Mai. Elo mi kape di meiche. Ad aki. Ad aki. That it means from the meich. Kappa gogeles, from the skull. So in other words, you have to be beidek. Not only connected the abdominal cavity, but even connected the simoni. We have to be beidek. We have to be beidek. Adam, because some of the people say, Ashkechinu, we have Yechene, we have Shlokish, the Yasser, we can. To who say, Omru, Tzriche, Bdike, Keneged Mimai, that means the abdominal cavity only. So, but not, only the abdominal cavity, but not from the skull, Am. So, Omru, Lekim, Meire Borav, Mikave Vadat, and it means Mikave Vad Meire. So that means, from the skull up to the thigh, not just the abdominal cavity. Omer Rishlokish, manera, umanera, v'liyadanera. I mean, so in the Eretz Yisrael. So that was Kisolich Afri Bayesef went up to Eretz Yisrael. So he was with Rabbi Yechon Rishlokish. So then they said, Tzrichot dike keneged mimai. So then Afri Bayesef, if he just came from Babel, so he mentioned the name of Rav, that he requires dike not just in the abdominal cavity, but from the skull till the top. So in the chest area too, it requires dike. It requires dike. Omer Rish Lakish. So he said it in the. So Rav Chaim Vayesef mentioned the name of Rish Lakish. So, I mean, I'm sorry, the name of Rav. Omer Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish was sitting before Rabbi Yechonen. Mane Rav, mane Rav. Who are you done away? So Rish Lakish says, who is Rav? Who is Rav? I don't know him. Omer Rabbi Yechonen. So Rabbi Yechonen reminded Rish Lakish who Rav was, because at one time they were all Talmidim. They were all Talmidim of Rabbi HaKodesh. Omer Rabbi Yechonen, we nearly lazy Talmid, Sheshimish, Rebbe, Rabbe, we Rebchie, Rebbe Rabbe, that means the great Rabbi, that's Rabbi HaKodesh. The Rebchie was Mishamish, Rebchie too. So the Lekim, this is what Rabbi Yechonen said. Koleisen shonim sheshime ishoi sitau mi b'yishive ani shimashti b'amide. In other words, he was so recognized at that time already that all these years, so that he was mishamish Rabbeinu HaKodesh, so he was mishamish Rabbeinu HaKodesh b'yishive, but I, Rabbi Yechonen, was mishamish him b'amide. In other words, we have to pay attention to what, to anything that Rav says. Uman gova Ugova Mechul. So, in other words, in what does he excel? He excels in everything. In every Indian. In Kol HaTerekol. Miyad Posach Rish Lakish Yoma. Bram Zochor Reise Yishotei. So then Rish Lakish reminded himself who it was, who Rav was. So Miyad Posach Rish Lakish Yoma. Bram Zochor Reise Yishotei. Shom Ushmuel. Alright. Now, the Rashi. Kapiriyode, shall ya, the Anirets of Rehov shall cut it. Adatme, Ayerech, the Anik Negem Mai, the Rey Mikovit Namim Mikom Mai, the Kam Gam Nechum Nemel, Kapiri Meche, Kafa Gogeles, the Haine Kolacho, the Afki Negem Asimon, Mane Rav, Mane Rav, Miu is a Rav, Shemu Lefonein Kol Shom, for in Yerle, Ina to Zocho, Miu, Valu Reisi, Kedim Sholach Lebovel, Shoy Misham Nishis Anosi, Bin Shile, Hu Ayeshi Vani Eimet, Shoy Yochoshev Nemen, Uman Govav, Ameu Godel, what does he excel? Bikule, in everything. Kolatere, Kule, Bichsides, never. Bikule, Biteiro, Bichsides. Posach, Rishlokish, Roma. Nihirali, Vizocho, Uo, Bitei. Fine. Now, this Gemara we learned in Shchik. So we went over this Gemara. Shmuto, Shchuto, Ksheir. She yefjal, Shmuto, Sheteose, Shchuto. Suppose the Simoni were Nishmat in Cayman. And then, after it was nishmat, so the sheikh was able to cut the simonim well, so that's a raya that they became nishmat after the shechit. Because had they become nishmat before shechit, the sheikh wouldn't have been able to cut the simonim, because they would have moved, they would have slipped from the grasp of the sake. So the fact that they did not sleep from the grasp of the sakil indicates that they became nishmat. They became nishmat in Kemon after the Shiva. Some new it's Kheo. Shmuel is not Kheo, she has some as a Shiva. We have here a normal Yobi Viyaki. Yobi Viyaki. So in other words, he should, now he was able to cut the simon. Now we know he certainly shouldn't. They have moved away from its source. So let him cut at another place in the corner, in the Beishit. And then they'll see if the cut is the same, and this is certainly was certainly done in a simon shomet. So then it will be a raya that the original cut could have been made in a simon shomet too. So then it will be awesome. Yom Yaki. Omer Rav Nachman lo yishon elo shetovet b'simon. Tovet b'simon in b'shochat efshar yishimut eshe deos eshe shchutor. Now, when we learned the Cheshchite, so then we went over this Gemara and we mentioned three different sheets. That was not Cheshchite, but I'm not going to go over again now. The three sheets. All right, Rashi. Shimuto u'shchuto. Nimtzit gadere shmuto u'shchuto ven yedea im kedim shchita nishkito. Kshero, shim shmi, shim nishbita tchilo yisi yiredes lemato vishum im nishchetes. ויעקב יחתכן ומוקם אחר, אם די ממראים של חתוך עם טרייבן, הוי בדי מישלים השאף, חדכביש להריק הנס. זה הכלל. ומי שנסעס, זה הכלל. כל שאין קומי או חי או טרייבן, לעשוי המים, לעשוי ישב שמייץ. So the seven halachos that are not listed explicitly in the Mishnah, but it's included in the general clause of Kol Shein Komei Ochai Otrei, the seven halachos of Trei. The Rabbi is a frish pe, mochu b'kide nashie b'kab. So Rabbi is a yesei, the hunter, so he was accustomed to hit in the sciatic nerve and then he died. It doesn't mean that he died on the spot. If he died on his spot, there couldn't be any shyness whether it's treif or not treif. No, so in other words, he became critically ill. So they used to hit, at the sciatic nerve, and then he shortly died afterwards. Also, he came to Rabbi Yudim Seire. So he asked the shyness, while it's still living, can we shecht it, even though we know that it's destined to die as a result of the injury received in the sciatic nerve? So that's that if something was not mentioned by the Chachomim as treifes, in the Yutches treifes, so then we cannot be missed. And the Rambam has one treife that the Gemara doesn't explicitly mention. That the Gemara doesn't explicitly mention Lechi or Elie, so the Rambam says it's implicit in the Mishnah. Because by saying Nitl Lechi Atachti Kosher, it does imply Nitl Lechi Elie Nisrael. So Mele is not missing, but we cannot be missing. So Mele, when an injury was received in sciatic nerve, even though it resulted in death, so you cannot declare it as Trei. And if you shecht it before he dies, so then it's mudabach. Rav Pope Barabe Rishpe Moche Bikulye Vikav. He was accustomed to hit in the kidney, and that brought about the death of the oaf. So also in Kamid Rababe. So let's say, because that was a good way of apprehending these vows. So in other words, he aimed with arrows, he aimed that the arrow should hit the bird in the kidney. And then he was able to get it, and they wanted to know whether he can shecht it, this bird, while it was alive or not. Also he came to Rabbah and said, "Vechle hitz v'atrivus yeish, ein v'chol ha-mashonu chachomim." So in other words, even if an injury was received in the kidney, it's not treif, because it's not mentioned by the Chacham. But we see that it does die when it receives an injury in the kidney. so it was right. So Gmile, the Batra lo samechai, we know, we have a Kabbalah, that when, let's say, this bird that was injured in the kidney, so if a certain medicine will be administered to it, it'll be able to live. Now, so the Ramban and this Gemara, we discussed it at the beginning of the friends. The Ramban mentioned, deduces from this Gemara, that all the treifes that in a chayo, so it means eating a chayo, even with medical treatment, it still cannot live. Even with medical treatment, it still cannot live. Because, so the ray is from this Gemara. Gemara is the kasha. Gemara is the kasha. How is it? It's not a treife. But what chasino we call? The komeise. So in other words, so, and the Ramban shite is that it's, that the inochayo is not an accidental, a statistical fact. It's an essential fact. It's an essential fact. Because the, why is it a treife? Because this kind of organic defect is so basic, organic defect, that it couldn't even survive very long with this organic defect. So the mail and the Gemara's kasha is, why didn't the Chachamim mention it? True, in all the Hesiv on Chachamim. But why didn't the Chachamim mention it? Since we know that it's fatal, this kind of an injury is fatal, so the mail, it should be mentioned in the place. It should be mentioned in the place. So the Gemara gives the Terah, it's no. It's not mentioned in the place because it's not even included in Kol Keishir Komei Ohio, because with medicine, so with therapy, it will be able to. In other words, so when do we say cocaine should come a higher trade for if it is fatal even with medical therapy? In other words, you can't cure it. But if it is fatal without medical therapy being administered, but with medical therapy being administered, it's not fatal, so then it's not fatal. This is the Ramban's pshat. Now, so the Ramban's shita is, we discussed it at the beginning of the treatise. The Ramban shita is that all the inochayo of treifo means that it's inochayo and even medical therapy is ineffective to cure it. But as Nitziv points out, the shita's Ramban means not like that. The shita's Ramban means that inochayo means without anything, without any medical therapy being administered, then it's inochayo. But in other words, if we let nature take its course, so if it is one of the markets, so then without medical therapy being administered and we let nature take its course, it will die. It couldn't live for more than 12 months. But if we administer medical therapy, then it could live. But it's treifa anyway, because according to the Rambam, that Deina Chayo is only a statistical fact, an accidental fact. It's not an essential fact. There's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. So, what will the Rambam do with this Gemara? The Gemara has the kashe, v'kachazino v'dikomeiso, gemira dibatu esamechai. So what's the Gemara's kashe, kachazino v'dikomeiso? So it's meiso, so what? The yutches treifes are not treifes because they are fatal. They are treifes because the Alochel Mishnah Sinai declared them as treifes. They happen to be fatal. But if it's not included in the Alochel Mishnah Sinai, so it's not treifa even though it's fatal. So why does Gemara have the kashe? So the Ritzi says that according to the Rambam, there are two categories of treifes. There are treifes because of the Alochel Mishnah Sinai, and then there are treifes because of Nidalos. So the Gemara has this kashe. The Gemara has, as far as the treifes, the Yutches treifes of Alochel Mishnah Sinai are concerned, so we cannot ask. It can't live. So it can't live. So what if it can't live? But it's not included in the Yutches Treifes Alochel Mishnah Sinai. But there is another Xeris HaKosov, for Gosav HaSodet Treifel is a Chiyu, that if it's Natal Omus, so it's Treif even without Alochel Mishnah Sinai. Without, and that's the reason as to why Nitl Echielien is Treif according to the Ramban. Because if the upper jaw is removed, so then the breathing organs are exposed, and the melee, the elements of nature will interfere with the breathing. So it's natal omus. So the Gemara has the kashe, v'kachasino v'kameise, and the Gemara assumed that there is no cure either. So the Gemara is the teretz, gemira di batro samechai. So this is the Teretz vis-a-vis Luko Bechulye. Luko Bechulye, because that is not even included in the Yitchas Treifis. Nitu Akloyes is Sheo. But let it be Treife on the basis of Nitav Amuz. So Mora says, on the basis of Nitav Amuz, only if it's Nitav Amuz and there is no cure. But if there is a cure, even if the doctors don't know the cure, as long as on a theoretical level, there is a cure is possible, so it couldn't become a treife on the score of Nitav Amuz and on the score of the Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, so it wasn't included in the Yitchas Treifis Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. But as far as the Yitchas Treifis are concerned, which are treife because of the Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, and the Inner Chayo is only an accidental fact, so there it means, even as an accidental fact, it means without medical therapy being administered. So there is a coincidence that it couldn't live more than base chinesh. But with medical therapy being administered, so all the treife, the Yitchas Treifis, might live a normal span of life. Ve'lo shiru bibeimo nikva gargeres so ishniz diko at kamotechsa rabshim gamil at kisere talk nivriso agilgeles v'lo nikav kum shomayach. Suppose the skull broke, but it wasn't perforated. The membrane of the brain wasn't perforated. So nikav alei v'lo iblis chloret. It didn't penetrate into the cavity, the heart cavity. Or nishvara shetre v'lo iblisek achuchero. The spinal column did not break. Nikla kovet v'nishtayel min kazayis. So something was left of the liver. V'hemse suvisakis shenikvu zelizilzeh. Even though v'hemse shenika is treife, and v'sakis shenika is treife. But suppose the nekev occurs where the hemses and v'sakis, the second stomach and the third stomach joint. Even though if there is a nekev there, so it's not treife. Why? Because this is not a very basic organic defect. If the nekev is not in the place of juncture between the second stomach and the third stomach, so mainly there is a nekev, so the food might accumulate there and then it might cause certain infections. So mainly it's a basic organic defect. So maybe it's treife. Mashenkin, the nekev occurs where the hemses and the vesakis is joined. So mainly no food will remain there, because the food will be emptied out from the second stomach into the third stomach. So mainly that nekev is not a basic organic defect. All right. She needs to say, nitlatchul, if the spleen was removed. So it's not treif. Nitlatchlois, now that we discussed this, why nitlatchlois? That's why Nidla Akloyis shouldn't be Mechol HaPoches Treif according to the Rambam on the basis of Nidla Omos. So he explained it all. Because since, when can a behemoth be Treif on the basis of Nidla Omos if the presence of this one organ, this one specific organ is indispensable for the life of the behemoth? Let's say like Lecher. So if the Lech Elyon is removed, then the breathing, then the elements of nature will interfere with the breathing. So Mashain can eat out of the clothes. So suppose one kidney is removed, then a human being and the behemoth can live the normal span of life, because all the functioning will be taken over by the other kidney. So there is no doubt that the removal of one organ, of one single organ of the kidney, cannot make treifa on the basis of nitalamus, because that nitalamus can live a normal span of life in perfect health with one kidney being removed. But when can the behemoth live a normal span of life with both kidneys being removed? But each kidney is an organ by itself. So the male, since the removal of a single organ will not make it fatal, only the removal of both organs, so it's considered like a malfunction. Like a malfunction. So that's not fatal. Then it's gisesis. Alright. Nitla akloyes, nitla achyatachten, so the Rambam was mitayik. Since the Mishnah says nitla achyatachten, and the Mishnah doesn't say nitla lech. No, we need lech atachten. So the purpose of the expression, let that of emphasizing, let atachten, is to advise us that lech elyon is treifa. But it's not mentioned in the first Mishnah, because the first Mishnah only mentions the treifa of the Aloch Lameshim Sinai. Masha'inke nitlech elyon is a treifa on the score of nitalamus, not on the score of the Aloch Lameshim Sinai. Not on the score of the Aloch Lameshim Sinai. All right. The uterus was taken out. Uchuso with the shamayim. Uchuso means if the lung is completely shriveled. Hagludo means that if the hide of the behemoth was completely stripped off, completely. In other words, no skin was left. So then, Rebbeya Machshia v'Chachomim Pesli. Now, it's not mistaber that the machleik is between Rebbeya and the Chachomim is only question of mitzias. Whether a behemoth could live with the hide being stripped off completely. So it's not mistaber that there is a machlekes in mitzias. Since the Chachomim Peislim and the Chachomim say that it couldn't live, I mean the Rishonim say that according to Chachomim it couldn't live if the whole hide of the behemoth is stripped off. So why is Rav Meir Machshir? But because of the fact that all the Rishonim say that the essential difference between a treife, which is asuro, and giseses, which is materes, is because a treife means that the behemoth is eino chayo because of a certain organic, a basic organic defect. Because of a basic organic defect. That's it, the womb was taken out. The heart was punctured. So it's a basic, so it's eino chayo because of an organic defect. And giseses means, let's say, the behemoth suffered a stroke. The behemoth or heart failure. And it's still living. And it's gisesis. It's on the verge of death any minute. So it's a malfunctioning. It's not in Ohio because of an organic deficiency. So Mimele, since the treife is only shaykh, when it's in Ohio on account of an organic deficiency. But if it's in Ohio on account of a malfunctioning, so then it's not treife. So true that if the hive is totally stripped of the behemoth, so then it's in chayim. But the Rameya, so Chachomim say it's treife. But Rameya says, since the in chayim is not grounded in the absence or in the diminution of a certain organ, but it's grounded in the diminution of the skin, of the hide, not of an organ, of an avia, or even of a gid, just of the skin, so then it's like a malfunction. So it's like a sesis. And the Chachomim say no. After all, this is the absence of the hide is also constitutes an organic deficiency. It's not to be treated like a malfunction. All right. Nikva ga geras rashbe, the song is in forest, you should need to go hog, amon, you stay men on my lamato, you start with gala sets, and you have to be on shalini kva krum, zel is erze, she's mukhim, if they shall shnead bukim zelze, which is so sin, you come zelze, you hold on off, you can't because if you say even a naked nikla hut, el zel is erze, kshiro, do la dode name shab, nikla hatachte, ma boso, ma simoni, mi hobo, mi boso, ho im shalini kevo, shab vadu na po, chusa di shamai, before I be more, she's some correction, it's בידי שמיים, כי שני נימא זו מכיל רע, הוא ברוק עם out of fight. Sometimes the wrong becomes shriveled out of shock and fire. So it's all that way. מכיל רע הוא ברוק עם חרוסו, קושו, קושו, כי חרוי יזדקר. הוא מורם פורש בני ידיע, אם די שמיים די אודום, הגודו של גלירו, עם מחמשכין ומחמס לוחו, נשתה לכלום, הוא מורם מפורש כמה ישוי מנהיר, הוא תקשירו. When the first Mishnah says Eilu, so the Eilu is Davke, it emphasizes Eilu. In other words, these are the treifes, and not other treifes. The Reb Shimon Lakish Omar Eilu Ksheir is Davke. Reb Shimon Lakish says that this Mishnah is emphatic. This Mishnah emphasizes only these organic defects are Ksheiris, but other organic, but there is another organic defect that is not Ksheiris. My commitment to Rav Masne, Domer Rav Masne, I put the art to the shop with the tray bone. The thigh bone slipped from its socket, so it's tray for Rabbi Yechel and Omar, Eilu tray for Davke. So tone tray for So it mentions tray for it. But then we tone is a cloud. We tone is a cloud. Tone tray for it. We tone is a cloud. So in other words, so Memele de Zaklal is Marbe something that was not listed. First it says Elutreves. Nikvalim Vishole and so on, Nikivoreye, whatever. So certain treves are listed explicitly. And then the clause, the general clause, is Marbe something. Vitone Zaklal, Vichazye Lidrav Masne, De Asye, Bezaklal. But my time is Daniel in Tule, because when the thigh bone slipped from its pocket, but it wasn't removed, it was just slipped from its socket, but it wasn't removed, it's still there, the thigh bone. So Mimele, it has a dimian to me too. So, is Tone Ele Trevis, Hanehudi Treve, Hode Rav Masne Kshera. So in other words, we say Chazil Rav Masne. So if he wasn't mimited, so then it would be Nisrabe by the general clause. And because he uses the expression, the Tana of the Mishnah, the first Mishnah uses the expression Eilu Treifes, and the purpose was to emphasize Eilu Treifes, but no others. What did he try to exclude? He tried to exclude Rav Masne's case. He tried to exclude Rav Masne's case of Buket Atme the Shof Niduchte. The Shof Niduchte. So in other words, so if he didn't use the expression, Eilu Treifes, so if he just said Treifes, Hatreifes, Bibel, because Aveishe, Psachsagageres, Nikakushomia, he wouldn't say Eilu Treifes. If he just said Hatreifes, Bibel, not Eilu Treifes. So then it wouldn't exclude anything. But since he says Eilu Treifes, not a treifes bibeimo, Nikumas Aveishem Sugages, but Eilu Treifes, these are the treifes. In other words, these and not others. Why does he have to say these and not others? Because it's mentioned in the Mishnah. It's mentioned Zaklal Kol Sheikom Yochayot Treifo. So if he didn't use the expression Eilu Treifes, if he just said a treifes bibeimo, Nikumas Aveishem Sugages, Nikumas Aveishem Sugages, and so on. So and then he would say Zaklal Kol Sheikom Yochayot Treifo. So I would say true. He doesn't list Buked Atme Dishof Niduchte. He doesn't say Buked Atme Dishof Niduchte. But he uses the general clause Zaklal. So Buked Atme is also fatal. Buked Atme is fatal. So Mele, since it's fatal, so Mele, it's included in the general clause. So that's why the Tanya of the Mishneh emphasized and used the expression Eilu Treifes, these are the Treifes and not others. In other words, to exclude Buked Atme Dishof Niduchte. So we cannot even be marbet. We cannot even be marbet from the general clause. Now, according to the Rambam Shita, the way the Tziv explains it, so we can understand the Gemara very well. So it's Gimin Chayda. In other words, what is the general clause marbet according to the Rambam? And the Rambam himself pointed out in his Shuvi, and he says, even though it's not mentioned in this Mishnah, it's not mentioned in the Shev Shemayim Tzeit, but it is included in the general clause of Zeaklal Kon Sheikish Kamir Chayot Reva. But you cannot be Mesif al the Treva Shemonu Chazal, So the Rambam says, "Lechuvah, I'm not in the Yisif Valtrei B'Shem HaChazal." Because this Mishneh, Ve'ilu K'sheiris, when it says Nitlach HaTachte, in effect implies only Nitlach HaTachte M'Ksheiro, but Nitlach HaElye is straightforward. Because had the Kavone Satane of the Mishneh here been that even Nitlach HaElye, so the Mishneh wouldn't say Nitlach HaTachte. Nitlach, after all, there are two kinds of Lach. There is the Lach HaTachte Lach HaElye. Let him say Nitlach. Why did he say Nitlach HaTachte? In order to imply that Nachlielie it's right, but it's not listed in the Mishneh. So, but it is included in the general clause. Zeaklau kol shekamir chayotayv. In other words, as Mitzvah explains it, so Nachlielie is right, but not underscored alach leMishneh Sinai, but underscored of Bosa Masoret Treif Nesachelu Kim Shineit Alomus. So it's right, like Drus. So it's right. So this is the pshat. So Memele, this is what the Gemara says. Now, Book of the Atme is not mentioned in the list of treifas of the Alach L'Mishneh Sinai. So maybe it couldn't be a treifah on the score of the Alach L'Mishneh Sinai. But there is another treifah, the treifah of Nitl Amos. So Book of the Atme, the Shof Miduchte, the thigh bone, slipped from its socket. So it should be treifah on the score of Nitl Amos, on the score of Nitl Amos. So maybe if it's on the score of Nitl Amos, it will be included in the general clause of Zeh Klal, Kol Shein Kameyo Chayo Treif. So this is what the Gemara says. We might come in and give the Rav Masna. The Rav Masna, Hay Kedat, Me Bishop Miduch the Treif, Rabbi Yechim, Omar Hayo Treif, Es Davke, 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 Tone Treif, Es Vitone Zeh Klal. So Bechazye, Lid Rav Masna, Da Asi Zeh Klal. My time, Did Am Yilin Tule, Tone Li Treif, Es Hanu Di Treif, Ho De Rav Masna, Kshay, Vidam Latsid Rashi. Vichazit Tan Ramasna Dilim Maitle Asalil Klau Treves, Bazaar Klau. Domil in Tulid, must listen to Nitulo in Treves, Ukramudon in Tlakove. Hilkar Tonel with Treves, Nimute, Vaidi, Tonel with Treves, Tonename with Sheves, Vafogalu Mait meaning. So Mele, the reason is why. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, why does the Mishneh say? The Mishneh says, uses the expression Eilu in the first Mishneh and in this Mishneh. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, The use of Eilu Treifes in the first Mishneh is Davke. And the use of Eilu in this Mishneh is Lav Davke. But Agav Goy, since it uses the Loshen Veilu Treifes in the first Mishneh, so it uses Veilu in this Mishneh. Veilu Ksheres. But the Taneh is emphatic in the first Mishneh, it says Veilu. So he wants to exclude Buke de Atme. Why does he want to exclude it? Ve'ichateise, should it occur to anybody's mind that Buket Atme, the Shof Miduchte, is treifah after all? The Mishneh doesn't mention it. The answer is there is a general clause. There is a general clause that is marbe every behemo, every make, that is Nitl Amos. And so what is included in that general clause? Nitlach HaElye. So Memele, if the Tana had not used the expression Veilu Treifes, I would say true Buket Atme Shof Miduchte is not listed explicitly, but it's included in the general clause. So that's why he has to emphasize Veilu Treifes Davkeilu Lafuke Buket Atme Shof Miduchte. That's Rabbi Yechon. V'Rav Shimon Meroki Shomar V'Ksheires Davke Tone Treifes. So actually he's not emphatic in the use of the word Veilu Treifes. He is emphatic in the use of Eilu Ksheres. But since he uses the term Eilu in the Mishnah of Eilu Ksheres, so he uses Eilu in the Mishnah of Eilu Treves. Rav Shimon Lokish Amar Eilu Ksheres Daf Ketone Treves Dole Laklau V'chazil Rav Masne V'chazil Rav Masne Dole Asi V'za Aklau Mai Taim Laflin Kuvi Damye V'lui Lipsuke Damye V'lui Tule Namu Le Damye So Tonu Eilu Ksheres Hanne Hudi Ksheres Ode Rav Masne Treves Und der Rav Masne treife. Guf. Oma Rav Masne. Hai buke da atme, die schob mi duch de treife. That in the thigh bone had slipped. Fam it zake, it is treife. Vi roba mag shere. Vi if sak nibe treife. And if it is if sak nibe. So then, if the ligaments were severed together with the thigh bone being it slipped from the socket. So the ligaments in that area were severed, so it's like that. Vilchase ifsek namek shevo. Adam isakle isakule. So in other words, that even if it's ifsak, even if the ligaments in that area were severed, it's still not rape, unless decay set in the ligaments. So then we passing that it is rape. Now, according to the Rambam and the Netziv, I mean the Netziv doesn't say all that explicitly, but this is based upon the Netziv's pshat the Rambam. So in other words, so Nikolai Elian is treife not on the score of the treifes of Alach Lebshim Sinai, but on the score of the Lomos. Now, according to Mandoma, that treifes, that buke de atme, the shok mi duchte, is also a treife, so it's what kind of a treife is it? It's not the treife of Alach Lebshim Sinai. It's a treife, you see from this Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Ilu treifes davke tone treife tone zachlau v'chazi v'ral masne dasi v'zachlau my time damnu in tule." So tone ilu treifes hanu the treife v'ral masne ksheir. Ral masne ksheir. So in other words, so it's not a lochel meishim Sinai. It's not a lochel meishim Sinai. So it's not a treife lochel meishim Sinai because it wasn't included in the lochel meishim Sinai. But let it be treife on the score of Nitel Amus. So that's the time of Rish Lakish, who says, Tonei Ukshires, Hanu Ukshires, so there are master treife. So according to Rish Lakish, on what score is the treife? Not on the score of Alachim Mishu Sinai, on the score of Nitel Amus. So the question is, so why does Rabbi Yochanan say that it's not a treife? What is there is a machlekes in the Mitzies. There is a machlekes in the Mitzies whether it's Nitel Amus or it's not Nitel Amus. That's difficult. I mean, that there's a machlekes in the Mitzies. And the Gemara paskens that if it's bukedat with the shop mituchte, then it's not rape. But if it's bukedat with the shop mituchte, the time bomb slipped from mitzaket. And in addition, decay set in the ligaments in that area, then it is a rape. Why? Because if you have this combination of the thigh bone being slipped from its socket, and in addition, decay set in the ligaments, so then it is certainly not lungs. It's a lungs. But if decay didn't set in, so it's not a lungs. Now, one mandoma says, if decay didn't set in, but if the ligaments were severed, together with the thigh bones being slipped from its socket, then it is treife. Why? Because it is treife. And we pass no. So we have to understand what is it. Yeah, just chilek and mitzias, well, it's treife almost by virtue of the thigh bone, being slipped, or only by virtue of the thigh bone being slipped from its socket and ligaments being severed, or it's only Nitel Amus if all the three things happen. I mean, it's strange. But now we have to understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Chazil Rav Masna, the Asiyah Bezaklau, my Tanya, the Daniel in Tule, Tonel et Reifes, Hanu de Treife, Hod Rav Masna Kshem. So in other words, why should it occur to my mind that because it bears a resemblance to Nitula. The question is, which Nitula? There are a number of Nitulas. So Rashi mentions one Nitula. In other words, Nitla Kovet. So what has one Nitula to do with the other Nitula? After all, we have the klal in Midamli Treifes. So Nitel Bimokim Tzumisagidin, so it's Treife. And another place, if it is cut off, so it's not Treife. So if you cut in the Tzumisagidin, then the Behemah is a Treife. If you cut off the whole half of the leg beneath the knees, so then it's not a treife. So you can't equate one with the other. So why should I say, just because nitla kovei is treife, mimele buket de'at pedishot miduchte is also treife. What's the connection? It's not even nita. It just slipped from its socket. So the pshat is as follows. According to the Rambam, so the Gemara is kimin chayna, because there are two categories of treifes. They are the treifes that are lochel mishim sinai, and there is the trip of Nidalos. So the trip of the Halacha Mishnah Sinai, so only that which was mentioned in the Halacha Mishnah Sinai. And if something wasn't mentioned, so it cannot be treife and that score. But the treife and the score of Nidalos, so if it's Nidalos, it should be treife. But we have a Halacha Ilchon Lehisif al treife Shimon HaChacham. So obviously, besides the Halacha Mishnah Sinai declaring us that certain makas are treifes because they are treifes, like Nikafaleim and Nikafarei and Zoban, so the we have a Kabbalah Mishnah Sinai, which makas is Netalomus and which makas is not Netalomus. So Memele, the Rambam says that he wasn't Meisif on the treifes of Chachonim, because the Chachonim already implied in this Mishnah when they said Nitlecha Tachtim, they implied Nitlecha Eli and it is treife. But it's a treife on the score of Netalomus. So how did they know that it's Netalomus? Why? Because they studied medicine for many years, because they had the Kabbalah. But that Kabbalah has to be distinguished from the Kabbalah of the treifes Aloch Lemishim Sinai. The treifes, they are Yutres treifes, so are treifes, because they are treifes. And the Inechayo, which according to the Rambam, it only means without medical therapy, it's Inechayo. But even without medical therapy, it's only a coincidence. It's an accidental fact. It's not an essential fact. It's an essential fact. Masha'im came ligabe nitlach elyein, so we have a Kabbalah lemeishem Sinai that it's nitlomus, and that there is no cure. There is no cure. It's not that the doctors don't know. There is no possibility of a cure. So mainly it's a treatment because of nitlomus. But how did the Chachomim know? I mean, how did the Chachomim know that there is no cure? So the answer is they had the Kabbalah. They had the Kabbalah. But we should have to distinguish between the Kabbalah, which makes it into a treifeh, and where the Kabbalah is as to a certain medical fact. And then it is a treife because of Netalomus. Of Netalomus. Now, the question is this. Now, we have many, many sicknesses and diseases that are fatal, for which there is no cure. But that's called Gisesis. That's not called treife. So what is called treife? Treife is called only if the thing that makes it fatal is a basic organic defect. What kind of a basic organic defect? So we have all kinds of basic organic defect that can make the behemoth a treife. So one is nitulo, one is psuko, one is chasero, one is likubo, one is shvuro. So in other words, but it has to be one of these categories. Either it comes within the category of Nitulo, or it comes within the category of Chasero, or it comes within the category of Psuka. Now the question is this. It goes without saying that Buket Apli Shafli Duchte is not a treife on the Halacha Mishnah Sinai. So if it is a treife, it is a treife on the score of Nitalomus. It is the score of Nitalomus. Now, but on the score of Nidalomus, it can only be a treife if it involves a basic organic defect. But if it involves a malfunctioning, even though it's fatal, and there is no cure, so then it's not a treife. Even Nidalakloyes is not a treife. A behemoth couldn't live with both kidneys being removed. But since one kidney being removed does not make the behemoth fatal, does not make it fatal, so only when both are removed, so that means, so it's not a basic organic defect, because it's not a single aver that makes it fatal. It's not a chisom of a single aver, it's the fact that both ivorim are missing that makes it fatal. So mimele, it's not considered as a treife, so it's considered like a gisesis. So mimele, the question, so in order to be a treife, it must be one of these categories, nitulo, chasero, nikub, and so on. The question is, buket de'at v'dishof mituchte. So it doesn't mean that the thigh bone was completely taken out. It doesn't mean it was completely taken out. If it was completely taken out, it means it's only shof mituchte, it slipped from its socket. So it's not attached. So, is it considered nitulo? It's not considered nitulo. So that's the question. If it is, so the Chazir of Rav Masne, the Asim of Rav Masne, my time is Daniel in Tulu. So Tonel et Treifes, Hanu would it Treife, Hod Rav Masne Kshera, because if it didn't have a Dinyan to it Tulu, so it couldn't be a Treife, even though it is fatal, even though it would be fatal, so it couldn't be a Treife. Because then, even on the score of Nicol Amos, it would be a treifa. Because in order to be a treifa on the score of Nicol Amos, it must also involve a basic organic defect, not just a malfunction. What kind of a basic organic defect? Either a tulo, either a psuko, either a chasei, or either a kubo, either a shuo. But just if it cannot fit into any of the categories, because there are a number of categories that are treifa. Shmuro, Chaseiro, Nikubo, Nitulo, Psuko, Kruo. Why is it important to know these categories? Why is it important? And the Ram says it's Aloch Lamish Misinai. That Shmuro is a treife, Chaseiro is a treife, Psuko. Why is it important? It should be just a matter of semantics. Call it Shmuro, call it Chaseiro. The fact is that this kind of a maki is treife. No, it's not a matter of semantics. Because even on the score of Nital Amos, if it doesn't fit any of these categories, it couldn't be a treifa, even on the basis of Nital Amos. So it would be kiseses. But if it fits one of these categories, the category of Nikupo, Chasero, Shuo, Kuo, Psuko, Nitulo, then it can be a treifa. So it's not a matter of semantics. So the shaila is, here, if we would say that Buke Daet, Buke Daatme, the Shop Nituchte is treifa, and it would be a treifa on the score of Nital Amos. So it would be a treifa on the score of Nital Amos. It would be a treifa on the score of Nital Amos. On the score of Nital Amos, it would be a treifa only if it comes within the categories of basic organic defects, like Nitulo, like Shmuro. Now, this certainly couldn't come within the category of Shmuro. And it could so it could come within the category of Nitulo. So that's the question: does it come within the category of Nitulo or not? So the Damiel Nitulo, if he didn't have a Damiel to Nitulo, even though it's Nitul Amos, so it be Pisces. But it's Damiel Nitulo, and if it's Nitul Amos, we could say it's a treifa on the score of Nitul Amos. So he's Midayik. So the Tana of the Mishnah is Midayik. Midayik, no. Elu treifes la puke buke daat for the shop mitoch. Now, then one says that it is treife, and one says that the Rabbi says it's ksheiro, but he ifsek nivrei treife bilchase ifsek nami ksheiro ad misakle isakure. Now it's unreasonable to assume that there is a machlekes mitzias. So apparently the mitzias is that the behavior it wouldn't become fatal until if this buke daat for the shop mitochte had attained a certain stage. So in other words, so at first, when the thigh bone, at the very beginning, when the thigh bone slips from its socket, so the ligaments are not severed. But then, if it is left alone, so then gradually the ligaments will become nifsek in that area. And then after that, decay will set in the ligaments. So when will it become really fatal? When will the behemoth become really Nital Amos? When the ligaments will be nifsek and decay will set in the whole area. The area. But until this happens, the behemoth is not a Nital Amos. So that's the machlekes. True that this is the first stage in that disease, in that condition, that ultimately will lead to the death of the behemoth. But see, so one mandoma says it's already a treifa. But we paskin that when will the behemoth be really Nital Amos? Only when decay will set in. So until decay sets in, even though the slipping of the socket by itself will lead to this total deterioration, but until this happens, it's not a treifa on the score of Nital Amos. All right, now. I wanted to go over more Gemara, but you go over this Gemara by yourself. I mean, from Omar Rav Avire, it's a very simple Gemara. You go over it by yourself, and you are responsible for this Gemara, up to the Mishnah of Eilu Treifes. And then you go over the Mishnah of Eilu Treifes by yourself, and then you go over the Mishnah of Eilu Ksheres Bei by yourself. Now, so on Monday, we are starting Hilchas Treifes in your day. But with the Gemara that you go over by yourself, so we will have covered all the Gemara and Hilchos Trefes except and three Simon. We did not go over the Gemara that is the basis of Simen Mem Zayin. Simen Mem Zayin discusses the case where the intestines are twisted in the behemoth. And the Gemara, that Gemara of that is the basis of Simen Mem Zayin, is it's a short piece of Gemara. The Gemara that is the basis of Simen Mem Zayin is Daf Nun Ches Omud Beis Tnan Hoson Behemas Balasei Raglayim Shemlo L'Shomish Arizemum After the Mishnah. That's the Gemara. So you go over this Gemara yourself, and you go over the two Simen Mem Zayin and the Mechaber and the Ramo Simen Mem Zayin. Go Chashuch Simen Mem Zayin. So Mem Zayin and Mem Ches. No, just Mem Zayin. You go. So we'll go over Simen Mem Zayin on Monday, and then we are not going to over Hilchos Trefes Kisit or Mamish. Usually yes, but the first three simonim that we'll cover, and that I would like to cover next week, Simen Mem Zayin, and then after Simen Mem Zayin, so we'll cover Simen Mem Hei. Simen Mem Hei and Simen Mem Vov, because that has to do with Tzumas Agini. Now, we did not learn the Gemara on Simen Mem Zayin and on Simen Mem Hei and Mem Vov. Simen Mem Hei and Mem Vov, yes. Simen. Now, the Gemara on Simen Mem Hei and Mem Vov, we didn't learn. So that you'll have to go over yourself, because you can't understand the Simoni without going over the Gemara, but we are not going over that Gemara in class. You go over it yourself. It's the Mishnah that I involved in the Imam Kashi. The Himo Shemech Tuchu Ragleo, Min HaKubol Mato, up to the Mishnah that I Zayin, HaShech Yitzes Abeinu, to Motsu Beshayim. Motsu Beshayim. So in other words, you will go over that Gemara yourself, and I would like to go over next week, the Simoni Mem Zayin, Nun Hei and Nun Vob. And then after that, we'll go back to Simen Chofes. So in case we cannot cover a few simonim, you go over a few simonim by yourself.